KDOM Radio, it's time for the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1 as we're talking some area softball with Wyndham, Red Rock, Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, and Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Softball Talk coming at you here in just a few, so stay tuned here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's the Coach's Show here on KDOM. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Stevenson of Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove softball. And Coach, one of the few teams in the area able to get a couple of games in already. We'll talk about those here in just a second. First, though, let's go over your roster a little bit. An opportunity for you guys to make some noise this year with some girls who have been playing a lot of softball for you for the last couple of years. A senior group, that was kind of thrown into the fire as a young group, getting to get a lot of field time, and now an opportunity for those girls to kind of build off of that and have a really good season for the Falcons.
Yeah, we're hoping that some of the experience they've gained the last couple of years pays off this year. Solid senior class, third baseman, pitcher, and first baseman have been playing at least 2 years, starting for 2 years, some three or more.
Yeah, for sure. A group of girls that are looking to make an impact this year. And it started with a matchup against Sleepy Eye. A beautiful day. I believe that was a Monday for you, kind of right before that cold front was going to come in, and looked to be a competitive game there, but Sleepy Eye ended up getting the win 4-3.
Yeah. It was actually probably the nicest day we've had in the last 2 weeks. Beautiful weather. We actually played a pretty good game. We actually led 3-1 in the top of the seventh, and just couldn't get the outs that we needed to win the game.
Yeah, a good program over there in Sleepy Eye, and a fun one there to start the year. And you were able to bounce back. Had the game yesterday against Heron Lake Okemona Fold. A cold day. We're still dealing with that cold front. Not the ideal conditions for some softball. And, last year had a tough time there in Okabena with the Coyotes coming back and walking it off. But you guys able to get the job done there in that cold weather and get to win 11-6.
Yeah, that was, I got to say, that was probably the coldest game I've ever coached softball in. I think the temperature at the start was, the feel-like temperature was like 27 degrees. Both teams really suffered. The wind was howling from right field with no break. Pitchers struggled to hold on to the ball, feel their fingers. We did enough in the sixth inning. We did enough to separate ourselves from them. And then Carly Ross came out and pitched a solid bottom of the sixth and bottom of the seventh to get us across the finish line.
Yeah, it's always tough here early on in the spring in Minnesota, getting these games in and trying to play in the cold weather. And, I got a couple of games coming up here on Thursday and Friday where, maybe the weather will be a little bit better than it was yesterday, but still not ideal conditions like today would have been. What's kind of the expectations here headed in to Edgerton, Southwest Christian, and TMB to kind of end the week?
Hoping, I guess, to be competitive. Last year, I think we played in Edgerton the first game of the season, one of the first games of the season, and we're really competitive. Girls felt good about themselves. Tracy was a different story. We're missing a couple starters. Throwing different girls last year probably end up doing that again this year. I think the same people will be gone again. So, you know, hope to be competitive in both games. Keep our spirits up.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when season starts, it doesn't really slow down. There's going to be a lot of games in a short amount of time here coming up. So, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on The Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
You bet. And that's Red Rocks Central Westbrook Walnut Grove Coach Stevenson here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
I am State Farm agent Stacy Zano in Windham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacements, oil and lube changes, tire and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Brinkman of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Softball. Coach, it's been a slow start to the season. I've had a couple of games so far get postponed due to the weather. Obviously waiting for that first game to happen. It can be tough in spring in Minnesota, having to practice inside a lot and, you know, really just kind of a tough start to the year. But you got some girls that have played a lot of softball for you for the last couple of years, a big senior group that I'm sure you're expecting some big things out of this season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We started practice on March 9th, and we're going to play, hopefully, our first game tomorrow on April 9th. So it'll be exactly a month of practicing and trying to get ready for our first game and having three of them postponed. And so we got a lot of people that are just chomping at the bit, ready to get out and play. And like you said, we got a big senior group. We got seven seniors this year, and all of them played, you know, a lot last year, and even the year before, a bunch of them played. So a lot of experience coming back, and just, yeah, they're really excited to get out and compete.
Absolutely. And we can dive a little bit more, you know, into some individuals as you got some experience at every level. You know, you got Julia Brinkman, who, you know, has played shortstop for you the last couple of years. She's really a big part of that infield. And Ashlyn Pfeiffer on the mound for the last couple of years has been big for you. She's a senior. I believe you got a Pomachan behind the plate, and some outfielders who have played a lot of matches for you as well.
Yep, you're correct. Yeah, Julia was able to earn the starting shortstop spot as a freshman when Coach Nass was still the head coach. She's been holding that spot down now and had a great season last year and even the year before, just really good seasons. So we're looking for more of the same out of her. Hopefully she can recover from her little knee injury that she had in basketball and have another outstanding year. And then, like you said, Ashlyn, now this is her third year now of being kind of the main starting pitcher for the varsity group, so hoping that her experience will pay off and that she can start to or just continue to make growth like she has the last couple of years and give us a chance to win every game. And we have Nadia Pomachan behind the plate, and she's been catching with Ashlyn the whole time, and she does a great job back there stopping anything from getting by her and throwing runners out. And then her sister, Kylie, has been at first base for the last couple of years. So, again, a lot of experience there, and she does a really good job of catching everything thrown her way over at first base and saving some outs and things like that at first base. So looking for a lot of big things out of all of them. And then in the outfield, Ella Mae Peters has been playing center field now for a couple of years too, and she just covers so much ground out there and gives us, you know, a lot of extra outs by just the speed that she has in the outfield and be able to track down fly balls. So that's been great. And Kelby Jansen's been playing left field now for a couple of years, and she does a nice job out in left too, covering ground and making catches. So defensively, we've been pretty solid, and we're hoping that we can just keep progressing this year and be even better. And last year we had Pisada Pumvong, who had not played softball for a couple of years, and then she came out and she really started hitting the ball well down the stretch. And so we're hoping this year that she can kind of be our DP and get a bunch of at-bats for us and drive in some runs for us. So yeah, all of them just have good experience and have been able to do some things already at the varsity level. So we're just hoping they just all keep moving forward.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you got some youngsters that you're excited about, and obviously you can't really get them much experience without getting outside and having some good weather. I know today's a nice day, and I'm sure you'll get some work in, but tomorrow, expecting to be that first game of the year, again, probably not the best of weather, but I'm sure you're excited to get the girls out there and get them some meaningful playing time and actually play some meaningful softball here to start the year.
Absolutely, yeah. It has been tough to – we do have a lot of young girls that, don't have much varsity experience, but they've been showing a lot of good things inside and in practice and, trying to determine how to pick a person to give opportunities to. I mean, there's just a lot of people that are deserving of some chances to play, and I think a lot of them can contribute. So that's exciting, too, but it's just, it is hard to know for sure when you can't get outside on a field and you can't compete against other teams and kind of measure and see where we're at. But hopefully when the games start playing here, we can get lots of those younger girls some experience in those couple of spots that we don't have seniors in, and we can have some of them step up and be productive and help us out.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, good luck tomorrow. We got Nicolet coming up here tomorrow. Hopefully can get that game in and get things rolling. But we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll be back with more here on The Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC, is ready to answer the call. Bremer Power will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call, 507-831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC, of Windham.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
Back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Smith of Windham Softball. And Coach, obviously, as we always know, it's a little bit of a rough start to the spring season when it comes to Minnesota weather. This year, causing some problems, moving some games. And it's been a little bit of a slow start to the season, but an opportunity coming up here on Friday to get things going at home. Can we first just talk a little bit about the roster? Some girls coming back from last year, a senior group that has been through a lot with you the last couple of years, and last year making a big run into the section tournament. A chance for them to come back here and build on that legacy.
Yeah, we've got a great group of senior leaders that are coming back. Anya obviously has been pitching with us. This will be her fifth year pitching on varsity. Gracie Bugantine, she played a little bit at short and then ended up the year at the catcher last year, and she'll be back behind the plate. Britta Chetlin will be at third, and this is her third varsity year there. And then we've got Leah Smith, who will kind of split her time between pitching and first base. And then Olivia Letcher is coming back, and she's kind of been a utility player. Last year at the end of the year, she ended up at shortstop, and that's where she'll be for her senior year.
Yeah, good group for you, and some opportunities for some juniors to step in and play some big roles this year. Losing some girls from last year, a senior class that maybe wasn't the biggest that you've ever seen, but some girls in some key spots. I know first base was a spot last year, second base also, and in the outfield, losing some seniors, an opportunity for some girls to step up and make some plays this year.
Yeah, we have Ember Strzok and Addison Evans returning back in the outfield, although they'll be in different positions. Well, Ember will be. She'll be taking over in center field. And then Abby Palm or Addison Spielman will be filling our hole from Charlie Huska at second base. And then Brooklyn Prokosh will probably be in left field. And then we've got Miranda Peterson and Sadie Chetlin. So Sadie Chetlin will be behind the plate probably for the second half of our doubleheaders, more than likely, or she could also be our designated player. And then Miranda Peterson will also be kind of having that same role, and if she's not a designated player, then she will be having some time at first base.
So some familiar names there, but also some some new girls stepping into some new roles, and it can be tough, you know, starting the year, you know, with the weather and the changes of the schedule. And, you know, first game of the season is coming up here on Friday against Martin County West. It's a home game, you know, but the weather's still not looking like it's going to be ideal for softball, but I'm sure very excited to get out there and play some softball and get this season rolling. What's kind of your expectations here for the start of the year for you and your team?
I think just being able to make sure that we're transferring everything that we have practiced for the last 5 weeks into the games. Obviously, there'll be some hiccups possibly, but this group, they played all summer together and showed a lot of success over the summer. And some of their goals as far as statistics, they didn't want to keep track of that as much as they wanted to keep track more of effort with communication. And so that's probably what the key piece we'll be looking at there on Friday, and then also Saturday with our tournament, is trying to make sure that we're communicating with each other, but then also can we execute and do the things that we've been working on specifically in practice.
Absolutely. Well, beautiful day today. I'm sure going to want to take advantage of that, and very excited for the start of the year, as you know and everybody knows. Once it gets going, it feels like it goes by in a blink of an eye. But, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time with us here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the start of the year. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
And that is Coach Smith of Wyndham Softball here on KDOM Radio.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision, and glass. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Wyndham.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
KDOM Radio flying through it, but that is the softball portion of the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. We'll be back next week talking with some area coaches, whether it be softball, baseball, or maybe diving into some track and field, golf, all that good stuff. As spring sports officially getting underway. It has been underway, but the weather should be getting better and better as we move along. We do have some baseball tomorrow night. Hot Country 94.3 starting around 4 o'clock. We will have a doubleheader between Wyndham and St. James. And then on Friday, Wyndham softball taking on Martin County West over on 94.3 as well. 56 degrees. Twins pregame coming up at the top of the hour. But back to some classic country here on KDOM.